Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lamin Chesem and Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Lamin Chesem and Aleph. So says the Gemara, Nikanor Nasa Nisil Madal Sayyasav. That Nikanor had Nisim that happened to his doors. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Ma Nisim Nasil Dal Sayyasav. What were the Nisim that happened to his doors? Amru Kishahalach, Nikanor Lahavi Dlasis Malaksandra Shamitzrayim. When Nicanor went to get these special doors from Mitzrayim, these special copper doors, so there was a storm on his way back. So when the sailors they told Nicanor, we need to take one of the doors and throw it overboard, and they threw it overboard to lighten the ship so they wouldn't get sunken. But the yam, the sea didn't calm down. So bikshu lahatil as chaverta. So they wanted to throw the other door overboard. Amad hu. So Nicanor stood up, ukracha, and he hugged the door. He put his hands around it, and amar lam. And he said to the sailors, hey tiluni ima. If you're going to throw the door overboard, you're going to have to throw me over with it. Miyad nachayam izapayim. Because this is Mesiras Nefesh, so the yam stopped. The storm stopped. Vayimitzara chaverta. When Nicanor saw that his Mesiras Nefesh was able to stop the storm, so now he was mitzar over the fact that he didn't do that already on the first door. Kevon shegila nemelo shal Akoy. Once they got to the port of Akoy, so I said mitzbatzetsas viyitzam itachas dafne esfina. So they saw when they were getting off the boat that the first door was actually poking out of the wall of the boat. Bischus the chayre the tzar that Nicanor had about the first door. So the days happened that the first door, which was thrown overboard, was there on the boat, was there attached to the boat. That it was some sort of sea creature that swallowed the door and then spit it back out onto the dry land. About the story, Shlomo Melech said that the doors are beraisim, alterki beraisim, ela brisyam, but the doors are brisyam, that they made a bris with each other, not to separate. The fichach, therefore, because of this story that happened with the nisim that happened to these doors, so kol ha-sha'arim shayu ba-mikdash nishtanu li-yashalzav. When Klai Yisrael got more money, so they changed the material, they changed all the doors in the Azara of all the different gates, and they changed them to make them out of gold. Chutz mi-shari Nicanor, except for this shire, the eastern shire of the Azara, shar Nicanor, that we call it, which was made out of copper doors, that they didn't change. They didn't make them into gold, but they should nasu by Nisim, because of the story that happened of the Nisim, so they kept it as is. V'yesha, I remember a different reason why they didn't change these doors. Is it nation nechushta mutzaves? It's just partial because they looked like gold. It was the copper was golden. Mitzaves haisa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov aimer a different reason than the chayshish kleinisa haisa. It was very pure, very refined copper. Vaisa meira kishalzav, and it shined like gold. Very similar type of pshat. Says the Mishnah. The following, even though the previous Mishnah, we had different people that made chashuv contributions to the Beis HaMikdash and that they remember the Shevach. Now says the Mishnah, the following people are remembered Lignai, Shal Beis Garmu, they're mentioned Lignai. Why? Shalei Ratzu Lulamin HaMaisa Lechem Apanim. They didn't want to teach others about the Maisa Lechem Apanim. Shal Beis Aftinas, Shalei Ratzu Lulamin HaMaisa HaKatayres. We'll see the Gemara is going to elaborate on each one of them. On each one of these, Hugras Ben Levi Hayodea Perik Bashir, he knew how to make very nice musical sounds. Le Ratzel Lamed, he didn't want to teach it to others. Ben Kamtzer Le Ratzel Lamed Amaisa Ksav. Ben Kamtzer had a special way of writing Shem Hashem. We'll see in the Gemara, and he didn't want to teach that to other people as well. Al Rishayim Nemar on those in the previous Mishnah, on the Rishayim that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So Nemar it says Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We apply the pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Val Elun, however, on these people that are mentioned in this Mishnah, so Val Elun Nemar. That the names of the Rishon should Ryan, which we'll see more on Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Beis Garmu, how you bekiyim b'mayis lechem upon him. They were bekiyim and had to make the lechem upon him. But they didn't want to teach it to other people. They didn't want to teach their expertise to other people. So shalchu chachamim. So the chachamim said they had enough of them. So they sent for you umnim Alexander shal Mitzrayim, and they brought experts from Mitzrayim. We'll get other people to do it. And however, these experts, they knew how to bake just like the Beis Garmu. But they didn't know how to take the bread out of the oven the same way as Beis Garmu. And when they would take out the bread, it would actually crumble, and therefore they had to cook, they had to bake the bread differently, and therefore what was the difference in the way they baked it? Shahalalu masikim mibachutz va'ifim mibachutz. These people from Mitzrayim, they would light the fire of the oven on the outside of the oven, and they would bake the bread on the outside wall of the tanur, which was not the normal way. Vahalalu, however, the Beis Garmu, they were masikim mibifnim va'ifim mibifnim. They would light it inside and bake the bread inside like normal. And what was the nafkamina practically? Is that halalu pita misafeshes? These, the people from Mitzrayim, because of the way they baked the bread, so the bread would spoil. But lalu ain pita misafeshes. And the Beis Garmu, when they baked the bread the way they did it, so it wouldn't spoil. Kishashavu Chachamim, so when the Chachamim found out about this, Kishashavu Chachamim v'davar, Amr, they said that Kol Ma'ashavar Kodesh Baruch L'chvaydei Barau, that everything a Kodesh Baruch Hu created was for his own covered. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kol Nikra B'shmi L'chvaydei Barasiv. So therefore they said that V'yichazru Beis Garmu L'nkayim, let's go bring Beis Garmu back. So Shalchu Lahem, they sent for them, Chachamim, the Chachamim sent for them, V'loibau, but the Beis Garmu didn't want to come back. Kaflam, Scharan, they doubled their wages. Ubo, when they came back, B'chol Yoyma, Yinaylin, Shneim Asama, originally they took 12 mana for the year, then it became 24, or originally it was 24, then it became 48. The Chachamim said to the Beis Garmu, why don't you want to teach it to other people? So Amru Lahem, they said that because we have a Masaira that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. Maybe someone else is going to take our secret and use it to serve Avodah Zarah, which the Miri says was just, Chazal understood was just an excuse. So, however, Valdavar Zeh Maskir Naisan L'Shevach. But for the following thing, we could mention Beis Garmu L'Shevach. Even though for the previous thing, we mentioned them like nine, we could mention something nice about them, and that is, that they were makpid, that their children shouldn't have chash of a bread, so that people shouldn't think that they're eating bread from the lechem upon them. L'kayim ashen emer to me, l'kayim that which the pasuk says, v'yisem nekiyem Hashem u'miyisrael, that the person is supposed to look good, not just in front of Hashem, but even in front of other people. Says the Gemara, very similar Gemara, shall be saftinas loy bratzul l'lam in a maysa kateres, tan rabbanu, we learned in the braiso, be saftinas hayu bekiyem b'maysa kateres, loy bratzul l'lam in, they were bekiyem in the maysa kateres, but they didn't want to teach it to others. So the chamim had enough, shalchu chachamim v'evyu, umna me'aksandra shal Mitzrayim, they brought experts from Mitzrayim. These experts, they knew how to crush and they blend the spices just like the Beis Aftinas, but they didn't know how to make the smoke go up and rise the same way as the Beis Aftinas. What was the difference? The Beis Aftinas, when they would do the Maisak HaTorah, so the smoke would go straight up like a stick, which was very nice. And these experts from Mitzrayim, the smoke would spread out right away, which was not as nice. When the Chachamim found out about this, Amru, they said, the Pasuk says, Kapal Hashem lo ma'aneu, v'yechazru Beis Aftinas l'mkoyman. So again, they said, let's go bring Beis Aftinas back. Shochu lam chachamim v'loibo, they didn't want to come. Kaflam schar, and they doubled their schar, ubo, and then they finally agreed to come back. B'chol yoyim ha'inaylin shnei masar mona, v'yoyim asar v'arba, Rabbi Yehuda imer b'chol yoyim asar v'arba, v'yoyim arba am b'shmeina, used to be 12 and 24, 24 and 48. Amru lam chachamim, again, the chachamim say to them, Mari Yisem, what's psha? Why don't you want to teach it to others? Mari Yisem shalom lami, why don't you want to teach it to others? So again, Amru, they said, very similar thing, or the same thing, that Yaidin Hayu Shal Beis Abba, Shabbai Yisrael Salicharev. We have a Messiah that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Amru Shema Yilmaid Adam Shein Mahugav Yilach V'Yavad Avodah Kochavim Mekach. Someone's going to learn the secret and then use the Ma'aseh HaKoteres to be Avodah Avodah Zarah. V'Aldavar Zem Askir Noisin L'Shevach. However, that Chazal seemingly didn't believe, but for the following thing we could mention on L'Shevach, and that is that Mi'aylam L'Yotas Kalim V'Semes Mi'Batein, that a Kalim never walked out of their house, their daughters didn't walk out with perfume, U'Kshenaisin Isha Mi'Makayim Acher, when they married, when their sons married women from other families, so Masna Ima, they would make a Tanai, Shot his Masna'im, that she shouldn't wear perfume, that the daughter-in-law shouldn't wear perfume, Shal Yaimus, that people shouldn't say that Mi'Maisa Kateres Miz Basamin, that they're using the Kateres as perfume. Mekayim Ashen Emer, to be Mekayim, that which the Pasuk says, Ve'isam Nikiyam Yashem Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Bishmol, Pam Achas, Isi Mahalich Bederach, I was walking, Umetzasi, Echem Yibnei Bnei, I saw someone from their family, from the Beis Aftinas. Amarti Lo Yavaisecha, Bikshu Laharbis, Kvaydam, Varatsu Lamai, Kavad Amakim. Your family, your fathers, they wanted to be Marbid, their own Kavad, and to keep it in their families, that their family should have Kavad, and they were being Mamai, to Kavad Amakim, by not teaching it to others. Achshav, and now look what happened. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and Kavad Amakim im Kaimai. The Kavad Amakim doesn't leave. The Kavad Amakim is at Tali at the Beis Hamikdash. So the Kavad Amakim is still there. But your fathers, they lost their covet, because now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, they lost their job. Amr Bikiva. Rabbi Kiva says that Tzachli Rabbi Shua ben Luga Pamachas one time Yitzasi Ani Ve'echem Ibnei Bnei Am Lasadu Lelaket Asavim. I went with the one of the people, one of the grand grandchildren, they got someone from the family of the descendants of the Beis Aftinas. We went to pick some grass. V'ra'isi she'bocha v'sachak, and I saw that he cried and he laughed. Amar tibloi b'vnei babachi, so why you cry? Amar li, kavod avayisai, discarded because I was remembering the kavod of my father's that's gone. U'b'nei ma'asachak, then why did you laugh? So amar li, she'asad ha'kadosh baruch hu lachzir lanu, because I know ha'kadosh baruch hu is going to bring the second, is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh, and they'll have their jobs back. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga asked them, what made you remember this? So Amar li ma'ala ashan kenegdi, because I saw ma'ala ashan, one of the spices in the Keteras. So Harei Elis, I said to him, oh, new, show it to me. Amar li, nope, shvua hi b'yadeinu, we have a shvua she'marin esu l'chol adam, that we don't reveal the secret to others. Amar Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri says, the pamachas matzasi zakin echad, I saw a certain elder, u'migila samimon b'yadoin, and I saw he had some sort of spice list. I was a shopping list. Amar tilai, I said to him, inayinata, where are you from? So Amar li, b'beis haftinas ani, I'm from the Beis Aftinas. What's in your hand? Is it a shopping list? Amar li, he said, no, Megillah Samamanin. It's, this is the Megillah that tells, that says the secret of the Keteras. So Harayuli, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says to the Zakin, I said to him, show it to me. Amar li, he said to me, Kol's manche beis abba hayu kayamin, or the gears of Yushalmi is tenuin, lo hayu ma'isrunai selichal adam. It used to be that people in our family were very private, and we could trust them, and therefore we kept it in the family, but now it's not like that anymore. And therefore he said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, now that it's not like that anymore, so here, you take it, better you have it, and keep it a secret. Be very careful about it. Says Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri, when I told this over to Rabbi Akiva, Amar li, Rabbi Akiva said to me, now that we see that they were l'shem shemayim, and they didn't keep it in their family, you can't speak about the gnos of their family. Mikan Amar ben Azai, from this whole story that the Chachamim, they demoted the Beis Garmu and the Beis Aftinas, and they brought in the experts from Mitzrayim, and then the experts from Mitzrayim, they really weren't such experts, and therefore the Beis Aftinas and the Beis Garmu, they got their jobs back. Said ben Azai, you see from here that a person has the job they're supposed to have, any money they're supposed to make, they're going to make, the job they're supposed to have, they're going to have. V'shimcha yikra'ucha, v'kaimcha yeshivucha, in your name they're going to call you, and in your place they're going to sit you. You're going to have what you're supposed to have. U'mishalachayit nulcha, they're going to give you what's rightful yours. A person can never touch something which is muchan for someone else. If it's for his parnasa, he's going to have it. You can't touch it. And the same thing applies to a malchus. And a malchus can't touch another malchus. Even a hair's breadth. Whenever it's time for the next malchus, for this malchus to end and the next malchus to start, that's exactly when it's going to happen. One can't precede the other or get postponed by the other at all. Everything happens with Hashkachas Hashem.